Johnny McGarvey, Derry hurling manager. Devastation, is that the word in that dressing room?
I think that would be a fair way to sum it up there. I think devastation is probably as close as you'd get.
13 points down, he scored 1-5 without reply. Momentum was the magic word, and it wasn't enough.
Aye, look, you know, when you say devastated, it's devastated at ourselves, you know, and how poorly we played for 40 minutes. I mean, and we sat down at half time and we worked it out, and then we conceded the goal at the start of the second half. But we knew momentum was everything, and we knew that it was going to be a stage in the second half that we were going to have it, and it was going to be about the damage that we could do in that. And we spoke about it at half time. If we got that game to 4 points with 10 minutes to go, we were going to win it. And had the sent off not came, I think we would have won it.
It was a double booking. It seemed harsh.
It's not Sir Grapes, and it's not. I think it was a disgrace. Like, the referee didn't blow a foul. You know what I mean? Like, the guy turned in, and he says it was the linesman informed him it was an accidental loose hurl. I mean, that's not a sent off in a hurling championship match in an All Ireland final with 10 minutes to go in a 3 or 4 point game. I mean, it was shocking, and it's the annoyance of it that. You know, it cost us the match. Well, it didn't cost us the match. Our performance in the first 40 minutes cost us the match. But we had momentum. We had everything. And he didn't give a free. Yet with all we end up, it's a free and a man sent off. But I mean, look, it is what it is.
Yous were. Paddy Kelly seemed to come out with ball after ball. Corey got a few touches. Michal Cormack were on the ball. Loads. It got the stage where it looked like he was going to score every time at that point.
You know, we got momentum, you know, and we had just for whatever reason in the first half, it just wasn't there. I mean, I don't know if we froze or we didn't do any of the things that we talked about. We didn't play well. We didn't work hard enough.
And 7-0 down before you scored was a big hurdle for you.
To be fair, I think we'd missed. John had definitely missed one. I think we'd missed another one. You know, I think it was 7-0, but we had 4 wides and a half a goal chance. Mm-hmm. You know, it was big moments. You know, if it had been 7-3, 7-4, it would have been very, very different. And, you know, just as I say, I think we got it back to 3 maybe late in the first half, and it ended up maybe, or sorry, middle of the first half, then it went out to 10. And you know what I mean? It's just, it's too much to be pulling back at that stage. But, I mean, we did. I mean, we left
half
ourselves.
Half-time came too late. Is that the sort of thing where you're able to regroup at half-time when you're sort of crying for break and play?
Probably we needed half-time. And as I say, like, half time was really calm. Like, it was, you know, we hadn't hurled it at all. We needed to sort out just a few things on our puck out and our defending. I mean, they were getting shots away far too easy. Like, Jack Reagan was falling into wee pockets of space just all over the place. And James had just went on to him and curtailed him well in the second half. You know, as I say, we came out all guns blazing after the goal, and you know, like, it was 4 minutes injury time. There had to be at least 6 frees, 2 men down in that 4 minutes, and he played 74-10, you know, with a Derry 20-metre free. I mean, like, I know it's 4 minutes, but there's at least another minute to play, maybe 2 minutes to play.
I take it Cormac asked him, was there a puck out for that last chance? Because he didn't go for the puck.
I mean, we were sure. I had asked the fourth official, and we definitely thought we'd have another puck out. But he obviously told him he had to go for it, which is fair enough. But, I mean, you can't blow it up on 74-10, given the amount of stoppages in that time and the ball inside there, 14 bobbling about. It's frustrating. Like, we're under no illusions. We cost ourselves the match. But I thought so many things, so many decisions went against us.
The young boys came in. Like, you had Callum O'Kane, and I think him and James Freel were involved in a score late on.
Thought Freel, great second half. Thought Callum done well when he came. Thought all their subs made a big difference. Shane Meelock in the last 10 minutes, you know, he came in carrying an injury. Sean Kelly came in carrying an injury, only lasted 7 or 8 minutes. Scored a great point actually before he went off. Young boys were great, you know, really give us energy. You know, Owen Cass had come in just before the break as well. Just give us that wee bit of energy is probably the best word to use, you know. And look, all over the pitch, we stepped up. I thought Sean Francis won a super game. You know, Mark, I thought Sean Todd was going very well. You know, it's just so disappointing to fall short.
I'm sure you'll regroup, but not now. Your devastation's obviously the word, frustration's the word, but where does this group go, bearing in mind that you could nearly touch the cup today?
Look, they all have to come back in November, December. Like, the, you know, it can't be a case that it is in years gone by. And I mean, that's something we talked about whenever I got here, that it, you know, it can't be like that all the time. It can't be a new panel every year. It has to be this panel and add a few to it. You know, and I think they will. I think everybody bought into what we were trying to do and what we were working towards. And look, we fell short today, and that's just the way it is.
And is it just a case of, over the championship, trying to build the panel? Is that probably the...
Aye, well, look, providing they want me, you know, I'll keep an eye on who's floating about in the club championship and who's there and who's... Look, if you're not prepared to commit, then there's no point talking about it. Like, you know, we want players who want to play, and the 29 in there, sorry, the 30 in there, they want to play Hurling for Derry, and, you know, they're an absolute credit to our county, to the clubs, to their families. You know, you've seen the devastation in them out there, but them players are an absolute credit to our county.
Is physicality an issue that you need to address? Bearing in mind it's young, is it something long-term planning? Not for today or tomorrow, but you're talking about November.
I think it was probably very noticeable in the league. You know, and Meath are in that bracket there as well. I mean, Meath have played in McDonough and 2A. You know, I'm not convinced it was a big factor today. You know, it could have been, you know, we'll watch it back and we'll see. But I mean, definitely our players have to...
I'm thinking back to your 3 weeks preparation time.
I think probably conditioning something that we'll have to look at. We all have to look at ourselves. We have to look at why that went wrong in the first half today.
When you lost your first 2 league games, you didn't think you'd be standing here touching distance of a national title?
No, but... It doesn't make it any better, you know what I mean? We didn't come here to finish second, we came here to win, and the fact that we didn't, you know, there's no consolation in it.